From the KTOO newsroom in Juneau, I'm Jeremy Shea with this news. The Juneau Assembly voted to affirm its commitment to climate action on Monday, but not without a fight. University of Alaska Southeast Professor Jim Powell, a former Juneau Assemblyman, urged the Assembly to support a resolution to reaffirm the community's commitment to combating climate change.
We need to continue to understand and predict what's coming, what might be coming, and how climate will change over the next century, which is vital to our economy and to our community.
In a bid to win over some skeptical Assembly members, Assemblywoman Maria Gladyszewski amended her resolution to drop references to groups that overtly criticized the Trump administration's denial of climate science. There was still opposition. Deputy Mayor Jerry Nankervis argued the Assembly had no business interjecting into a national debate over climate change.
We've got plenty of things to be doing locally, and it's not make a statement about what the federal government is or isn't doing.
Assemblywomen Debbie White and Mary Becker also voted to oppose the resolution. It passed 6-3. Juneau now joins more than 300 U.S. cities pledging support for the goals of the 2015 Paris Climate Agreement. The Canadian company buying Alaska Electric Light and Power Company's parent corporation isn't interested in selling off Juneau's electric utility anytime soon. That was the gist of a letter from Hydro One CEO to the city and borough of Juneau. The city had written to the Toronto-based power company last month urging it to meet with representatives of Juneau Hydropower. The aspiring independent power producer and investors are interested in buying AELNP. Keith Comstock of Juneau Hydropower said he wasn't surprised by Hydro One's answer. He said local investors would continue to pursue the goal of returning AELNP to local ownership.
We believe that local ownership in any form is in Juneau's long-term strategic interest and that it's a goal worth pursuing vigorously.
Members of the Juneau Assembly are still interested in the prospect of the city owning a stake in the power company or even the company outright. The Assembly asked the Finance Department on Monday to pen a report looking at the issue and report back next month. Finance Director Bob Bartholomew says his task is to examine
what are the issues, the risks, or the opportunities related to potentially owning the local electric utility.
Hydro One's letter, dated August 14th, says that if it's approved by regulators, it has no interest in selling any of the company's new assets or subsidiaries. Hydro One had no further comment. Juneau police say a man reported finding a human body in his hot tub yesterday morning. In a news release, the police say it's unclear how long the body was in the water and that the person hasn't been positively identified. The body was found in a covered hot tub on Weir Street, which is near the airport. That's the latest from the KTO newsroom.